Parshat Shlach, unfortunately, is characterized by the Meraglim incident. And after the Meraglim incident, Hashem is not very happy with us. So Moshe has to dive into Hashem and defend us, as he did so many times throughout history. But the Malbim points out that Moshe says to Hashem, if you destroy Am Yisrael now, you know what people are going to say? Mibilti yecholet Hashem lavi et Am Hazeh la'aretz. Because you're unable to bring them to the land. That's why you just asher nishbalem v'yishchatem b'midbar, to the land that you promised them, and that's why he killed them here in the desert. Now the Malbim points out that this is fundamentally different than one of the other times that Moshe defended Am Yisrael after Chet Ha'Egel, right? That we read every fast day. Lama yomru Mitzrayim le'mor bera hotziam la'rogo tambarim. So what is everyone going to say? Hashem, in his being so, you know, Rachmana Litzlan, that to even say such a thing, but they're going to say about Hashem, Hashem, in his evilness, in his being so bad, that he decided to take Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim in order to kill them in the Midbar. So they're either way, it's saying Hashem is going to take them out in the Midbar, but one is because Hashem did it in his evilness leaving Mitzrayim, took them out of Mitzrayim, and one is because Hashem is too weak to take them to Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Canaan. What happened that the focus changed on Hashem being evil, being bad, bera'a hotziam, that Hashem did this out of cruelty, let's say. Okay, maybe that's the better translation of it, bera'a hotziam, he did this out of, he cruelly took them out of Mitzrayim. Two, Hashem is too weak to take them into Eretz Yisrael. So, two yisodot that Malbim combines in order to explain this changer. The first one is one we may have seen before, since I don't remember exactly which Malbim I taught each time. It's definitely a sod in the Malbim previously. But the Malbim says that there's the Mitzrim, who believed in Avodah Zarah, and in general Avodah Zarah has a belief that there's Poel Tov and a Poel Ra. As in, sometimes there are gods, right, if you believe in Avodah Zarah, so you can believe in all sorts of kochos and the power of the stars and a god of this and a god of that and all these things. And sometimes they're ones doing good and sometimes they're ones doing bad. And they don't have that it's the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu both punishes us and rewards us and guides us. And when we're worthy, he rewards us and defends us and protects us. And when we're not worthy, he punishes us or takes away our special protection and leaves us to the forces of nature or sends bad things after us, etc., etc.
Okay?
So that's what we believe, that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's only one God, and there's no other kochas besides him. But if you believe in a Avodah Zarah, you might believe in a Poel Tov and a Poel Ra. Now, if you're Mitzrayim, you know that there's some kind of Poel going on taking Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. That's clear to everyone. You have to be, right? Anybody's noticing all the makos and everything happening in Mitzrayim sees that clearly there's some force at play. Now, what are you going to categorize that? You're going to categorize that clearly as a Poel Ra. Okay? So this Poel Ra did them down Sardei, Akinim, Arav, Devrishvin, etc., etc. He did all that to them. Okay. And that same Poel Ra, because he's a Poel Ra, he's going to take them out to the desert. The desert where there's no water. The desert where there's no food. The desert where you're open to the elements and there's no protection for you. That makes sense. That's consistent. He was bad to us in Mitzrayim, and he was bad to Am Yisrael. And in fact, he's even worse to them. He gave them false hope, because they weren't punished by the Makot for the most part. And he takes them out of Mitzrayim and brings them to the Midbar. And they think they're free, and they think everything's great, and he's just going to kill them there. Berah Hotziyam. That's what they're going to say, if Hashem, if you destroy them here. That you just took them out, and it was all part of your cruel, evil, intentional plan. So what changed? What changed was that they are now a year out. Right? The Meraglim are after a year out. Then there's another 40 years to punish them. But they're a year out of Mitzrayim. And you know what happened in that year? They didn't die in the desert. They should have died in the desert. They had no food. They had no water. But Hashem took care of them. There was a well. There was a man. There was slav. There were all these things that Hashem provided for them. There were rocks with water and all sorts of miracles Okay, I don't know how much the other nations knew about Amunah and Amunah-ish, but people are going to know, hey, they were fine a year later in the desert. And you know what? That makes them realize that this isn't the Poel Ra anymore. This must now be the Poel Tov, because the Poel Ra is not going to provide for them. In fact, he would just let them die there. He would kill them right then. The fact that he did all that must be now we're dealing with Poel Tov. That's the first point that the Malbim makes. The second, and I mean, it's all the same point in the Malbim, but just in my explanation of understanding the Malbim, towards the bottom there, he makes a point about chemistry, bechimia. He says, Kol koach tivia poel ag Hashem, any time there's a force at play on any form of physical matter, eventually that force loses its strength. Okay? You could call it attrition, attenuation, inertia. But in other words, no matter what's at play, and even if it's very forceful at first, it slowly, slowly, slowly loses strength until it eventually is no longer effective. So again, if there's a Poel Ra at play in Mitzrayim, maybe that Poel Ra had a lot of strength. And wow, look at all the damage was able to, all the havoc was able to wreak on Mitzrayim, all the makos. But you know what? Maybe they got out to the desert and it peters out. And now that Koach has no strength. And now you get to Eretz Yisrael and there's Shiva Amim there. Well, maybe it had enough strength to destroy one nation, but there's seven more waiting. Maybe he doesn't have Koach for that. So put all that in mind and now realize we're a year later and they're getting towards Eretz Yisrael, and now, therefore, the argument changes, says Moshe Rabbeinu. What are they going to, Hashem, if you destroy Am Yisrael now, they're not going to say, ah, he evilly took them out of Mitzrayim, he's the Poel Ra. Okay, you convince them. You're not the Poel Ra. You provided for them a whole year in the desert. Clearly you're Poel Tov. But maybe you, again, Chas V'Shalom to say this, but in other words, maybe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the power that has diminished. You know, in a video game, you would see like the stamina bar, and it's empty. And, you know, he's got no power left, no velocity, no koach, no strength left. You need to land on some cherries or something and get your strength back, okay? He's got nothing. Because it is all gone, it's all been depleted. And therefore, the argument they're going to make is not that you evilly took them out of Mitzrayim. No! You nicely took them out of Mitzrayim. You took care of them. But now you're finished. You, in fact, go back to the third line. It says, Verozian, all that could be Shahayu Adayin Rechokim, when you're far. But now that when you get close to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to say, you know what? I thought I could handle them. But now that I see how strong everyone is in Eretz Yisrael, I can't do it. And so what are they going to say? They're going to say that you were not able to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. You didn't have the strength for that. And therefore, the argument changes. It goes from you evilly took him out of Mitzrayim because you were being cruel, to me built the Yecholet Hashem Levi'at Amaz Al Haaretz, and therefore you killed them in the Midbar. And there, that's the argument that the Amim are going to make in Tzal Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of the Chil Hashem. Therefore, save Am Yisrael and don't have that be the case. Indeed, continue to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. Now, all this is Moshe Rabbeinu putting words in the mouths of all the detractors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the naysayers, in other words, all the Ovdei Avodah Zarah of the other Amim. So the lesson for us is to understand that there's no Poel Ra and Poel Tov, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's Kol Yachol, and his strength is never depleted, and we have to do our part to the Kayim Ritzono, so he will continue to provide his Ashkacha on us and protect us. But the logic that Moshe Rabbeinu is putting words in the mouths of the other Amim, but he's saying this changed. Because originally, everybody who believed in Avodah Zarah were going to say there's a Poel Ra, Poel Tov. Okay, so if that's true, they thought it was the Poel Ra. Maybe you are the Poel Tov, not the Poel Ra. But either way, the Poel Tov strength got depleted. After a year of providing man for them every day, you have no strength, and now go fight the battle of the Shiva Amim and Eretz Yisrael. Whoever it is, the Poel Ra or Poel Tov, you're not strong enough. That changed. But really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change. And that's what we have to remember. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachol, and his strength never changes, never depletes. And Bezrat Hashem, he should continue to protect Am Yisrael in every generation. Shkach.